T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
No, good teams can be simple, get it done, rally to the ball. You can show different coverages, you can move around, you can stem. But I don't think it comes down to the X's and O's. I think it just comes down to execution and finishing play.
Cam Hayward saying it's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmies and the Joes. That's actually something that Pat Bostic said yesterday. Too much of the blame, in Bostic's opinion, has been placed on the Steelers coaching staff and not enough on these players who are also underachieving. We'll get into that coming up in a minute. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We want your calls. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers-Colts? 412-928-9370. The hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In the interim, in the meantime, while we await your calls, which I'm sure are going to be overly optimistic about the Steelers' chances this weekend against Indianapolis, what do you think, Jason? Is it more Jimmy's and Joe's or X's and O's?
I think it's both, and that's cop-out, I know. It's never one thing. It's never one thing. I do think we are way too quick to put it all on Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin. And that's not a defense of either one. The scheme hasn't been good enough, and I go to the Bengals game for that, Adam. I mean, why you did not adjust, why did you not roll out some different coverage, some different allocation of resources when Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are doing whatever they want? No. And we talked earlier in the show about the fourth quarter and how soft the Steelers have been then. I mean, that's a problem. That's multifaceted, honestly. At some point, it comes down to players who are paid a lot of money making plays. And I think it's completely fair to put it on them and say, you have not won enough battles. T.J. Watt makes a lot of money. And is all of this T.J. Watt's fault? No. But I don't want to hear about, oh, he's getting chipped. He's getting doubled. T.J. Watt, this and that. T.J. Watt's making $40 million a year. That's elite payment. I want elite production. He should be producing more than he is.
With you.
Jalen Ramsey makes a lot of money. What, 20-ish? Elite production. Have we gotten that?
No.
No. You know, the best players need to be the best players. And that has not happened. Again, not absolving Mike Tomlin, not absolving Terrell Austin, not absolving the structure that is wonky and I think inefficient. But the players who are compensated extremely well need to perform, and they have not.
You're right. It is both. It's allowed to be both. There's allowed to be nuance, and unfortunately, it's both. It'd be great if the players just simply needed to play better. It'd be great if it was a scheme issue and you could tweak some things. But because it's both, I have almost zero hope that things turn around. Now, to be the radio host over here and to dig in and take one side over the other, I will say I do think it's more on the coaching because there's such a big body of work now. The one thing that hasn't changed over the course of this 8-year playoff drought is the head coach and a lot of the defensive concepts. And so I have to lean on that side of it. It is both, but I think the coaching staff bears the brunt of this responsibility, and in particular, Mike Tomlin.
But if you're the highest compensated unit in the league and you're performing like one of its worst, is that all on another person?
It's not all on another person, but I think it's mostly on the head coach.
How?
Because it's a different cast of characters
playing?
Every year.
I'm not talking about a different character every year. I'm talking about this year's defense. What relevance does this year's defense have to the one in 2019?
That the head coach is the same.
Year. Okay. Are the players the same?
No, and I think that's kind of the point.
Okay.
The defense has struggled mightily over the course of the last 8 years in their biggest games.
In 2019, were the Steelers allocating more cap space to the defense than anybody else?
In the last 5 years since Terrell Austin's been here, they have.
But what about the three before that, if we're talking about an 8-year sample?
The head coach was still the head coach.
Okay.
And in the playoffs, they are getting outscored.
I'm trying to argue against something that I don't even totally believe.
It's radio. I mean, I think back to, just to grab a year, when they gave up 45 points to the Jacksonville Jags in that playoff game.
I know.
Cam Hayward, Javon Hargrave, Stephon Tuitt, Bud Dupree, Sean Spence, Vince Williams, TJ Watt, Joe Hayden, Artie Burns, Sean Davis, and Mike Mitchell were the starters. And no one would argue that that defensive cast of characters is as good as this defensive cast of characters. But that's really when it all started going downhill for their defense in the postseason. They gave up 45 points, ton of different players then as compared to now, yet the results are the same. So I got to put it mostly on the head coach. But again, it's not only on him. It's not only on him.
And
to lean
back into my argument,
better.
By the way, you're talking about Artie Burns and Sean Davis, and we're replacing them with Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay. I mean, that's $30-plus million right there,
sure.
Versus guys who are busts in the draft, Adam.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not Mike Tomlin other than being a part of picking them. Those
that's what I was about to say.
Those are different classes of players who are performing the same way. That puts it on the players.
I think the opposite. I think they don't know how to evaluate, and I think that starts on the defensive side with him. Because now we're spanning multiple general managers even. Like, they thought Sean Davis would be good. How do I not say that the head coach is responsible for
sure.
that? And they thought
Artie Burns was going to be good. How many cornerbacks have they taken early in drafts who have been busts?
They haven't taken a corner other than Joey Porter Jr., in the first, second, or third round in the last 7 years. Like, there's a different discussion to be had here, too. Is it an evaluation deal? I couldn't believe that either. Is it an evaluation deal, or is it a we can't coach him up deal? It's probably, again, the nuance where it's both. But
Are you sure about that?
The
first, second, or third round in the past 8 years?
Yeah. Only Joey Porter Jr.
Justin Lane fell into that. Senquez Golson.
He was 8 years ago.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
He was 8 years ago, Mac.
That's nuts.
People are trying to put Corey Trice in the Senquez Golson category.
He's a seventh round pick.
He's
man.
A seventh round pick, and he's actually played games. Now, Senquez Golson never got on the field. I actually don't blame them much for that one. Like, sometimes guys get hurt. That guy got hurt. That would be my only defense. I think, however way you want to slice it, and here's the real crux of the issue, Mackey, is blame the players if you want, blame the coaches if you want, blame the evaluation if you want. The reality is they're one of the worst defenses in the league, and they shouldn't be. They should be a top five defense in the league.
Right.
Jason, if they were middle of the pack, we would be sitting here excoriating them for underperforming the expectation level.
Yep.
And another reason why I'll put it more on the coach than I will the players is the coach wasn't afraid to beat his chest about it this offseason. They gave up 299 rushing yards in a damn playoff game. They hadn't played a game between that point and the start of the season, and the coach said, I think we're capable of historic things.
No doubt.
The hell?
Well, and not only that, Adam, I mean, let's go back to last year. Minkah Fitzpatrick is used in a horrible role, playing center field, soft off the ball, not taking advantage of any of his talents, right? That's a coaching issue. Then they go into the offseason, and they decide we're going to trade Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins for Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. Those guys are going to fix the problem. Somebody had to identify that trade. Somebody had to come up with the idea of this is how we're going to use Jalen Ramsey. I still don't know what that is. Like, if somebody just dropped onto this planet and said, like, hey, what are the Steelers doing with Jalen Ramsey? I'm like, well, he kind of plays here. He kind of plays there. Sometimes in the middle of a game, he'll go play there. Well, so would they do that because it works a lot? No.
No, they're just sort of doing it.
They just kind of do it.
Yeah.
He just kind of goes around. Like, that's not a crystal clear usage of a player. And so, I mean, that's on the coach to identify that player and use him, and they're not doing it appropriately.
So is not using Herbig.
Yes. I almost interjected when you were talking earlier about putting it more on coaches, and that is more on coaches because, I mean, you can't affect anything if you're on the sideline. You're the best pass rusher. Why the hell are you on the sideline?
And they continue to bitch, and rightfully so, about the opposition getting the ball out of the quarterback's hand quickly. What is Nick Herbig's best attribute? I'll answer my own question. It's getting off the ball as quick as just about any edge rusher in the NFL. So you want to talk about getting quick pressure on the quarterback? How about play the guy whose hallmark, his trademark, is getting to the quarterback quickly? They do so many things that are counterintuitive to the problems that they're facing that it makes me want to pull my hair out.
Yeah.
And I'm dressed up as Rich Rodriguez today, though nobody can tell.
There's not a lot of adjustment happening here, and I think that's another coaching thing. And again, anybody listening, like, please don't hear me and think that I'm like defending Tomlin and Tara Lawson.
We're just talking it out.
I'm just trying to take up the side of the players bear some responsibility here too.
Well, and to that end, this was another point that I was going to bring up in regards to the adjustments. They're giving up the most points in the NFL per fourth quarter. I think some of that is they're old and they get fatigued because the defense is on the field all game. And I think it's the defense's fault, which for the first time in 5 years, that can be said. Like, I think when they've been getting run in terms of time of possession the last 5 years, that's because the offense hasn't been able to string together drives. Now they can't get off the field. So I think fatigue plays a role. But I think it's an adjustment thing, too. The longer they're on the field, the more the opposition knows what they're going to do, what they're trying to do, and that they telegraph. And that's when the dam breaks, is the fourth quarter. And I put that on the coaching staff.
The past 2 weeks, Adam, let's think about these games in terms of adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Bengals, Chase and Higgins, running the same thing. Did the Steelers adjust? No. The first half against the Packers, things were pretty good. They shut down the run. I wouldn't say the Packers were having their way with the Steelers. Whatever. The Packers went into halftime and made a whole bunch of adjustments and then just ran. They toyed with the Steelers in the second half. They scored 28 points, 289 yards. It wasn't even a football game in the second half. One team adjusted and the other didn't. That's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of adjusting going on. And even things like the Steelers seem to have it ingrained in their mind that Alex Highsmith should be out there as a starter because he has been a starter and he has a contract that says he is a starter. But I have this year's evidence that says Nick Herbig's been a better player. He shouldn't be on the bench 20-30% of the time, or, you know, only be playing 20-30% of the time. That's adjusting. If you're adjusting and seeing that something is good, something is not working, let's change our priorities. This week is what it, you know, has to be the be-all, end-all. Even hanging by Darius Slay. Has he been one of their best corners? No. Brandon Echols has been better. Have they been slow to go to Echols more? Yes.
He shouldn't have
a lot of adjusting, man.
He should not have started Darius Slay against the Green Bay Packers for as poor as he was against Cincinnati, and they didn't wind up, quote-unquote, benching him until late in the game. He shouldn't have started to begin
Sunday.
With. I would agree with that, and I would almost guarantee you that Alex Highsmith plays more than Herbig because they view stopping the run as the number one priority. But here's the problem with that. Statistically speaking, the Steelers' defense is better against the run when Nick Herbig
right.
is on the field
I know.
Than Alex Highsmith.
Because you have to adjust your thinking, and reality is in front of you, and they don't want to admit it.
See, it is
that
the
is
coaches.
Something that is pervasive throughout the organization right now. The whole world looks at this one way. They look at it another, and they don't want to see what's over to the right because it's too convenient to see what's over to the left.
Offensively, there's something they need to adjust into doing more. We'll get into that over the course of the hour. We've asked for your calls at 412-928-9370. Couple of topics going right now. Just a vibe check. How are you feeling about this game coming up on Sunday? And do you think it's more X's and O's or Jimmy's and Joe's? 412-928-9370. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
The second half of ball games, we stink.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, when I was there, and for as long as I can remember, were the best in the world, or one of the best in the world, at making halftime adjustments. As players, we were proud of the coaches at halftime. Great coaches that were able to make halftime adjustments. We didn't play well in the first half. They were going to make adjustments, and we were going to go out in the second half. And as long as we executed and did what we were supposed to do, the adjustments made at halftime were going to give us an opportunity to win.
Ben Roethlisberger on his footballing podcast. Meanwhile, this vintage of the Pittsburgh Steelers, 47% of the points they've allowed have come in the fourth quarter. That is remarkable. We asked the question in the last segment, is it the X's and O's or Jimmy's and Joe's? I think Ben would probably agree that it's both, and you and I are largely in agreement that it is both. I put it more on coaching. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Someone wrote in on the text line, Jason, X's and O's. Are either one of you friends with any of your exes?
No.
You're not friends with any of them?
Not at all.
No amicable breakups over the years?
No.
Harry, are you friends with any of your exes?
No.
If I saw,
I don't understand that. That's the moon to me.
Being buds with your exes?
Yep.
I wouldn't say I'm buds with any of my exes, but cordial if I would ever see him out. Like high school girlfriends, anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to like, I mean, it's never happened.
Being cordial isn't being friends, though. There's a difference.
Yeah, we're not friends.
I think there are people that
I'd hug him if we saw him out in public. A little hug. Hey, how you doing? How's the fam?
You did it again.
What do you mean?
I was in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, but it wasn't going to be as interesting as me talking about hugging my exes.
Kill his mic, Callis.
Done. Oh, yeah, so I was sex. Yeah, I mean, I think you can have a relationship where, like, you know, you two are like, all right, yeah, this didn't work out, but we can still, like, talk, but we're not going to do the stuff that relationship people do.
Like sex?
I turned your microphone off. You're banished. That's the Mackie and Callis show. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, but why? That's what I don't understand. Why?
Why would you be friends?
Yeah.
I think it's...
I'm not with you. It didn't work out. I'm on to somebody else that I actually like.
But maybe you care about each other, just not in that way.
Maybe it didn't work romantically, but it worked from a friendship standpoint.
Why? I'm not in the market for friends.
Fair enough.
That's you. That's also me. I take that same stance, but I understand how people still do it.
I think you guys might have just been through too many messy breakups. I only had four or five of those.
Only?
Let's go to Seth in Long Island. Good morning, Seth. You friends with any of your exes, Seth?
It's on Long Island, Adam.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Why am I not on Pittsburgh then? That doesn't make any sense to me.
You're in Pittsburgh. You're on Long Island. Seth, please correct
him. That's dumb, Seth. Are you on or in Long Island?
I am in Long Island.
What?
I am in.
Well, don't kiss and tell, Seth. Go on.
Right, so, I am not friends with any of my exes, thank goodness, man. So, and I've been married for 37 years. So,
there you go.
That'll tell you how long. That's been a long time since I've had exes. But listen, gentlemen, exes and O's, Jimmy's and Joe's, all I've got to say is this is going on 15 years, right?
Right.
It's going on. The arrogance, the word I would use is arrogance of not making adjustments now is really been exacerbated by the fact that you said 47% of points given up in the fourth quarter. This is incredible. When I was a kid watching the Steelers, man, they prided themselves not giving up 100-yard games, you know, making them one-dimensional. And going on 15 years watching this team just not get past Belichick and Brady. Brady in his podcast, he tells the story how much he loved playing the Steelers. He killed the Steelers. He knew it was coming and never stopped.
I mean, Seth, thank you for the call. Be gentle with Long Island. We had it after the Bengals game. Ja'Marr Chase said they did what we thought they were going to do, and we were happy that they did it. Like, they've been predictable for years. It's ridiculous. And meanwhile, they're predictable to the offense, but they don't seem to know what they're doing defensively. There's so many miscommunications. Like, the opposition knows what you're going to do better than you know what you're going to do. And that's been a problem for years.
I never thought about it like that, Adam, but you're exactly right.
Thank you.
How are they?
We should end the show now. I got one.
That's a Sullyism, too. You say we have to be predictable for one another, but unable to be. I forget how he said for the other team. But yes, they're predictable for the opponent, but they can't figure out.
Right. And Mike Tomlin says thoughtfully non-rhythmic or some nonsense like that.
Yeah.
By the way, our good friend Donnie J. Football texts us. I was supposed to bring him a gift today and I forgot it. So this is me telling you that now live over the air, Donnie.
Shocked. Very shocking. You forget gifts.
He says, friends still with my middle school girlfriend. She's been dating an NFL player for the last 5+ years, so I guess she upgraded. I'll tell you what would never happen in reverse is if Donnie met this fine young lady after she dated an NFL player for 5+ years, I would feel I would not be confident in the sack at all.
You wouldn't be confident in the sack anyway. We'll leave that.
Yeah, I agree with Jason. You really aren't now. I mean,
I know, but consider your girlfriend dating an NFL player for 5 years and then settling on you? No good.
I think that...
Unless you got blue chews.
It destroys relationships when you are not confident in yourself.
You've got so much experience.
I just don't... Like, maybe my brain is too black and white to understand this. If I am with my wife, I'm very happy to be with my wife. If I'm... You know, like, I don't think about that. I don't care about that. It doesn't do anything for me to, like, dig up something that is in the past. I would rather live in the present.
I
truly don't understand people who have relationships with exes. No, no offense. I'm not trying to like cast dispersions on people. I just don't get it.
We're still on that. Sorry, I was just talking about sex. I think women don't think about that as much.
And wait a second.
You just gotta have confidence in yourself.
You say you're thinking about sex.
We were talking about sex.
Are you not listening to the show? And B, what are you just talking to yourself about sex back there?
No, we were talking about sex. You said, how could you, you know, be with somebody after they dated the upgrade, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you'd be not confident in the sack. How could you be confident in the sack? So my response is, I don't think women think about that as much. That's totally on point for what we were talking about.
I don't know. They talk about it in their group chats, according to Mulsey. 412-928-9370. Here's one reason, potentially, for optimism on Sunday.
Talk about football again.
Yeah, we're talking about football.
Good. Thanks.
The Colts have only played 3 road games. They've only played 1 game outside of a dome. They're 2-1 on the road. They played both Los Angeles teams, and we know that's not a great home field advantage. And then the other road game that they've played is against the Tennessee Titans. I'm grasping at straws here, Mackie.
Yeah.
I don't got much.
I know.
Other than football is weird, and they've only played 3 road games, and one of them was a true road game.
I'm actually putting more eggs in the football is weird basket than I am the setting. Because, I mean, the setting should have happened on Sunday night against the Packers.
Exactly.
The setting should have favored the Steelers. That was a Mike Tomlin it is right down Broadway on a tee for you to knock it out of the park, and they didn't even take a swing. The only thing I can come up with is that the Colts aren't as good as we think they are. Maybe there are weaknesses.
They've played kind
of a soft
schedule.
Maybe they have a bad game.
Yeah.
I don't think it's likely, but if I'm going to bet on something, if we're going to create a path forward for the Steelers, which I think we're going to do at some point in this show, and it's a good idea, but I mean, that is one of the things that I think about, that maybe they have a crash down to earth moment. Maybe the Steelers can throw something at Daniel Jones that he hasn't seen or that flusters him. I do think that if they can actually dial up pressure and make his life difficult, something they obviously couldn't do against Jordan Love and Joe Flacco, that's going to make a huge difference in the game. Why they're not willing to take more chances, bring more people, and allocate resources toward knocking the quarterback down, beyond me.
When they blitzed on Sunday night, they didn't sack Love, but they did knock him around a little bit.
Yeah.
It's also sort
well,
of,
I shouldn't say I don't know, because they can't cover people. That's probably why.
That would be the why.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of were counterintuitive. Like, against the Bengals, they didn't blitz that much. Against the Vikings, they blitzed more than they had. But Jordan Love, statistically, is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL against the blitz. So they did the wrong thing at the wrong time. By the way, in terms of getting pressure, Jason, Indianapolis, this is from my friend Matt Williamson. Indianapolis is the first team in the Super Bowl era to allow fewer than 10 sacks and have fewer than 5 turnovers in their first 8 games of the season. When the Steelers' defense is going well, what's it doing? It's sacking the quarterback and it's getting turnovers. It's a terrible matchup. But you said, why don't we forge a path forward? I got an idea. I'll run it by you next at 412-928-9370.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I think you're seeing some trends around the league of teams going for it, but we got a kicker who's pretty automatic from anywhere going back even beyond 60, and the field thankfully was in slightly better shape than the previous week, so Boz was amazing. You know, we got to be ready to go for those and convert them if we get a chance.
I am dressed up as Rich Rodriguez. Harry Callis is dressed up as a radio host. And now Harry from Dumb and Dumber has just sauntered into the studio. And I'm hoping that this Sunday the Steelers can beat the Colts. So you're telling me there's a chance.
It's all that one in a million talk.
I ain't seeing it, but I do think there is a path to victory, Jason. You said we need to forge ahead. We need to be solution-oriented here. And I talked about this yesterday. That was Aaron Rodgers, of course, talking about why the Steelers don't go for it on fourth downs all that often. In fact, it's the fewest attempts in the league going for it on fourth down. Just four times. They've been successful twice. The Colts, on the flip side, have gone for it 12 times and converted 10. The Patriots have also gone for it 12 times, and they've got it 10 times. Those teams are a combined 13-3. The Chiefs have gone for it 17 times, converted 14. The Eagles are 11 of 14 on fourth down. The Lions are 8 out of 14. Each of those teams is top 10 in the NFL in scoring. I think if the Steelers are going to win this game, Jason, they got to fight fire with fire. They got to be aggressive. They have to come into this game expecting a shootout and preparing to win a shootout, just like they did when they played the Colts in 2014. Mike Tomlin went for it on a fourth down late in the game. The Steelers won 51-34. And after the game, Jason, Tomlin said, quote, "I'm not kicking the field goal right there and going up by 13, having these guys put two late touchdowns on the board. We were not taking our foot off the gas." Boy, what a novel concept. I think you got to fight fire with fire, Jason.
I agree.
Yeah.
I want to see. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Don't fight. I'm going to disagree. I'm going to come up and I can't fake that. They need to be more aggressive.
Yes.
It all falls into the same argument that I've been making this morning, Adam, where the Steelers, and this is a metaphor, are looking to the right. Everybody else is looking to the left, but the Steelers want to keep looking to the right because, well, that's the way the Steelers do it.
Don't
no.
bring politics into this, Jason, please.
No, sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't do that. I'm very anti-politics. But no, they don't go for it on fourth down. I don't understand why. It doesn't make any sense. Go for it. You need to sustain drives. There's a way to do that. I think I saw 23 of the 32 teams have gone for it at least 10 times on fourth down.
Yeah.
They've gone for it four times, like you outlined. One of the things the Steelers need to do, and this is all related, is stay on the field longer.
Yes.
Their offense. I do think there's an argument to the number of plays their defense is being asked to take on, and you have an older group, they need to be playing fewer plays. And some of that is self-inflicted. They haven't been able to get off the field on third down. That's its own argument. Are you stopping the run? They haven't done a good enough job of that. Can you cover man-to-man? Really haven't been able to do that. Is that going to allow you to bring pressure? And they really haven't been allowed to do that. So, I mean, everything here is related. But yes, if you have something that is within your control as the Steelers, as their offense, to stay on the field longer, take a few chances, and not live in your fears, of course you need to do
yes.
that. Why? Or but again, it's framed to me that they don't seem to want to look at what the rest of the NFL is doing and fall in line. And I don't understand why.
No. And this is from a head coach that back when he had been in the Killer Bees, so the offensive personnel was different. They were one of the most aggressive teams in the NFL, maybe the most aggressive team in the NFL, going for two. And we look back on that 2014
That's right.
game.
That's right.
And they went for it on that fourth down. And hey, look, I understand that they were a team that was built around offense. You have Aaron Rodgers. He is on pace to throw for more touchdowns than any quarterback in the history of this franchise. How in the world do you not look at him as your best player right now and be more aggressive offensively and hope that the defense comes around? Be the team that tries to put up a whole bunch of points and maybe then the defense can make a play here and there.
Well,
and warm to the task a little bit.
There's some flaws in that strategy, Adam. I think you don't want to do that and just assume that you're going to be able to compete in shootouts because they're not equipped to compete in shootouts.
I think
we should talk about different things here.
So I think that's a fair point to bring up. I think it, from a mindset standpoint, has to be you can't solve a problem before admitting that you have one.
Okay.
And I think they need to admit to themselves, look in the mirror, we're not good defensively, And until they are good defensively, assume you're not going
to
be.
I know, but that's not what you're saying. You're saying, and this has been a narrative out there this week, that they should just try to outscore teams. Lean into the offense.
Yeah.
Chuck it all up. No. You shouldn't do that. That's a silly concept. We're sitting here. We can't have the same conversation that they need a wide receiver too. That's a glaring hole. That they don't have enough pass catchers. And then we're saying they're going to be like the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf, and just chuck it everywhere?
I don't think.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't think the defense is fixable.
I know, but that doesn't translate into just throwing it every down. Translate into sucking up clock.
I'm not saying
run the ball more. Keep it longer time of possession. Keep your defense off the field.
You can death by a thousand cuts throwing the football. This is another game I reference all the time. 2011 Steelers Patriots. They held the ball for 39 minutes. Ben threw it 50 times.
I think
by hook or by crook, you and I are saying the same thing. You need to possess the football.
Sure.
They're dead last in the NFL in possessing the football, time of possession, and thus their fourth quarter defense has been atrocious. I think most of it's on the defense for not getting off the field, but I don't think that's going to change because I don't think they're good enough. So offensively, find a way to stay on the field. If that means running it, fine. If that means throwing it, fine. Find a way to stay on the field. Pittsburgh's opponents, this again from Matt Williamson, have produced 40 more first downs. I mean, my God, 393 more passing yards, 95 more offensive plays they've run, and averaged 97.4 more yards per game than the Steelers. Pathetic. Most of that, again, is on the defense. But the offense, because I do think they can actually get better, I think they need to pick up the mantle here. And I think you're going to have to keep Indy off the field, and I think you're going to need to do that and then finish the drives with touchdowns, not field goals. More on this next. Your calls, 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to be joining us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Texter writes in, Pitt went for it on fourth down three times on the first possession against Florida State. They were successful on all three. Yep. And I think they lose the game if they punt on that first possession. Not just because it was a one-score game, but because I feel like it instilled into that team that we came here to win. We came here to take this game. And we'd like to see the Steelers do more of that this weekend against the Colts. The Colts will go for it on a bunch of fourth downs. The Steelers need to follow suit. And here's something that Pitt does that the Steelers don't. They play complimentary football. Like they've been getting up on people with Heinchel in the offense. The defense can pin its ears back. They've gotten a special team splash play here and there. Like one hand washes the other, and in order to possess the football, you're going to need some of that in this game too. Like you can't let Jonathan Taylor run roughshod over you either, because then they'll keep the football. So you do need to play that complementary style.
Yeah, complementary style, but I mean, what does Pitt do really well on defense, Adam?
I think when they get the opposition in good down and distance situations, I think they can get after the quarterback.
And that comes from what? Stopping the run. They stop the run.
Well, that too, yeah.
They stop the run. And the Steelers don't stop the run or haven't done it consistently enough. And that plays in with Jonathan Taylor. If Jonathan Taylor runs roughshod through them, this game will be a loss. I don't see any other way. And I have some serious doubts, based on recent precedent, whether the Steelers are going to be able to shut down Jonathan Taylor. Now, I'll give Pitt a lot of credit. By the way, I don't know how much we're going to get into this, but I mean, they've been missing a lot of guys, and by and large, they've produced the numbers. They've shut down the run without Rasheem Biles, without Kyle Lewis. Good job on them. Hope they do well against Stanford on Saturday.
Fans are showing up to their games wearing the Shark stuff.
I love it, dude.
And
it's
they're
so
not,
cool.
And the Sharks aren't out there.
I know.
And they're still playing good defense, to your
I
point.
Know. It was a fun atmosphere on Saturday against NC State.
Yeah.
Sorry, I went with my family. It was a good time. Relative to the Steelers, man, I mean... If you're not going to stop the run, it's going to open up a world of hurt. And Indianapolis also spreads the ball around. It's Tyler Warren, but it's also a bunch of other guys. Like Michael Pittman is probably the most well-known receiver, but they use like four or five different guys.
Pierce is averaging 21 yards a catch.
Right. And if you're the Steelers, how are you going to cover all those people?
They're a nightmare matchup, dude.
It's
a nightmare matchup.
It's not good. And you make them one-dimensional, okay. And then you're able to, you know, blitz a little bit, hopefully get coverage on the back end. Even that's dangerous. Like, not a great matchup for the Steelers this weekend.
And, look, Cincinnati didn't even really try to run. They had success when they did. Green Bay, same thing. I was surprised how little Green Bay ran the ball early in the game. I don't think that the Colts are coming in here throwing it all over the yard.
Though, Cincinnati didn't try to run, but they ran.
They ran it very
well. Chase Brown at 110 yards.
Yes.
They ran it well. For 142 as a team?
Yeah, and he only ran it 11 times. Like, I was a little bit surprised. They got yards. They didn't do it all that much, although everything was working for them. We'll talk to our guy, our X's and O's guy, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on if they have to take one thing away, what should they try to take away? That's another damning thing about this Steelers team, Jason. The number one option for every offense has gone off against them. Like, they haven't made other teams play left-handed. So we'll get into that with Chris Carter coming up next. First, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 51, low of 40, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 54, low of 39, overcast. Could be a little windy on Sunday for Steelers Colts. I hope there's a monsoon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.